Now, in this second module, I'm going to talk about social dynamics very briefly for a few minutes. Social dynamics is the ability to navigate the world outside of your head. And as we talked in the first module, it's very much about recognizing that we have what we call an adopted perspective reality in the mind that is a map of what reality is, but the map is not the territory. The world out there is not as we perceive it to be. We operate through the senses, and they're the five senses that we, you know, of touch, of sight, of hearing, of smell, and taste. And we think that those senses are giving us all the information, but they're just giving us a fraction of the information available to us. Even when you're looking in front of you, your eyes are looking through maybe a 10 pence piece size piece of real information. The rest is all filled in by the mind. The brain is an amazing structure. It works at 40 million bits of data per second, whereas the bit that's listening to me right now works at about 40 bits of data per second. So you can see which one's going to be the big boy on the block. And if you're not learning to program your language patterns or understand the world outside from an objective situation, you're going to be a bit vulnerable to all those patterns that you've adopted since even before you were born in the prenatal situation. So when you go into this kind of world, you start to learn to calibrate your awareness with other people. And you do this again by asking them better quality questions. You don't tell them anything. You ask them why they believe a certain thing, why they take a certain standpoint. Is it progressive or regressive? Not is it right or wrong. And you start to learn the art of questioning. And when you are questioning, you've got to stop being triggered. Because oftentimes when we get a view from somebody else that is contrary to our own, we start to argue a position, and this leads us into conflict and division. Now, when we want to go forward, we've got to step out of self and become neutral in the equation when we're talking to people. And that in itself takes a little bit of practice. And then we've got to observe what's going on around us. And we do this from a neutral position. And then we orientate ourselves for the outcome that we want. And then we take the necessary action to achieve that. This is a particular process to get a better quality of dynamic going on. If you're a kind of person that just wants to tell other people what you think and what they should be, then you're kind of trying to get the outside world to conform itself to your perspective reality. We call this an island of certainty in the sea of eternity. And if you go that path, then you're just really trying to welcome people onto your island, your perspective reality, and you get a little bit upset if they don't conform to it. Now, normally people on the island of certainty use unconscious behavioral patterns like immature projection. That's an argument that doesn't really make sense. It's very surface level. Mature projections, this is quite complex, but equally so doesn't have a below structure that makes a huge amount of sense. When their island of certainty is compromised, they often become neurotic and even psychotic in these situations, and become very angry and frustrated and go through self-harming behaviors. Self-harming behaviors can be anything that stops them moving forward, because moving forward is just too much of a pain, too much of a place of the unknown, so it's full of fear. And this is what causes us to stagnate and causes us to sit within these limited boxes of perspective that causes us to not grow. Now, if you're going to sit within an island of certainty, you can't expect the neuroplasticity of your mind to grow. You have to challenge it with new perspectives. And what we do, and we teach people, is how to start to step into another person's shoes, not just in the old sort of cliche sense, but really step into those shoes and start to connect with the quantum field, so we can use our intuition and insight to gain information about what they are thinking. We all have this connectivity within us. Our brains are transmitters and receivers of information from a universal field. It's just that we identify within what we've been taught that our brains can't really change that much, and IQ is all that there is. But there's more important subjects to explore, and that's things like potential quota. There's things like spiritual quota, empathetic quota. These are much more powerful subjects, and to go and to explore them again, we have to use that thing that people don't use, which is asking questions. Not the simple questions like, oh, how does it work, but really, how would it affect me? What benefits will I get? What happens if this happens? What happens if that happens? Can you give me an example of the other? And really what we're doing is we're training the mind to think out of this island of certainty, this box that we've always been in.